Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's January 3rd, 2017. I have yet to make the error of saying 2016, but so it's January 3rd, 2017. Ooh. Oh, there was a part of me that almost said it, even though I just tried to repeat it.
January 3rd, it's too late to turn back.
That's right.
Right? We're in it now. You're into 2017 now. It's too late.
Yeah. So we're here. So today,
and you only live once.
That's true.
We learned that yesterday.
That we did. And building on you only live once, we're going to talk a little bit today about another acronym that is FOMO.
FOMO?
And I know acronyms are always scary when it has the letter F in it, just because there's that always that anxiety. But it doesn't mean anything bad. It means fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. FOMO.
A common problem among teenagers in particular.
That's right. That's right. And so we're going to talk about that today. And it's related a little bit in one aspect that's related to YOLO that we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I think, just as you said, there's a darker side of it that I think we have to be cautious of and mindful of as we talk with our teenagers, but also for ourselves.
Right. Right. I shouldn't be too harsh with teenagers, because many adults have a fear of missing out, especially in these days of Facebook and social media. You think, oh my gosh, the rest of the world is having fun and prospering in so That's many right. ways, and I'm not.
That's right. So let's talk about that side first. You know, the issue, one of the issues with FOMO is that we tend to resist unplugging. We resist to detach, because we're afraid that we're going to miss something. Because as you said, in this age of Facebook and social media in general, we are so plugged in that anything that happens, we find out about it immediately. And no one wants to be the person that doesn't find out until the next day.
You didn't know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So if you go to school or if you go to work and you're in a climate where other people are consistently plugged in as well, to be the last person to know something really feels uncomfortable for a lot of people. And so they don't want to unplug. And so that's where we get into this phenomenon of staying up on Facebook all night long. And, you know, sort of always have those notifications and always have those news feeds coming in so that we don't miss anything.
Right.
And again, while there's an aspect of it that may be okay, when it starts to interfere with our life and starts to impede our functioning, that's when we get into problems. Right. So that's sort of the dark side of FOMO.
Right. And the other thing to keep in mind is that while it's maybe of some value to be the first to know,
right,
or one of the first to know, remember that there's also, with each of these events, there's a deeper understanding. So maybe you weren't the first to know, but maybe you knew more about it, or maybe you could take your time and learn more about it. Yes, somebody like this Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds misfortune, I guess would be the right word. And people were trying to keep up with that news. But it's just as interesting to know what actually happened and get the story behind the story, not just knowing that 10-second piece of information, but knowing something about that information has value as well. So you don't need to know everything immediately, but you need to know some things in some depth.
Right. Well, and certainly the media doesn't help that.
That's right.
With that all that much, because as soon as something comes out, they want to get it out there. And we have known from with great experience that there are oftentimes information put out there that's just not true.
That's right. And in these days of false news reports, you have to be especially careful, because there is plenty. There are little organizations. There's a group in Greece or Macedonia, somewhere in Eastern Europe, where they are simply manufacturing false news stories and feeding them to the news media. And so you have to be very careful about what you're reading and where you're getting that information.
Yeah, so there's some risk of being first to the news,
right?
Because you may not have the right information or right. may be fed false information, but mm-hmm. also because, you know, it starts to interfere with your ability to sleep and your ability to have healthy interactions with others and those kinds of things.
Right. Britney Spears was supposedly died over the holidays. There was some false news story about her dying. I think it was Britney Spears. Sometime over the holidays. Again, another one of those false news stories. So be careful. It's not absolutely essential that you keep up with everything all the time.
Right.
And you're not really missing out. Just because it looks like everybody else is dining in Paris, they're not.
Right.
Even though their Facebook pages might make it sound like
right.
that.
Right.
Remember that we put our best foot forward on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Now, the more positive side, I guess, of FOMO and how it relates to right. YOLO is that, you know, there is a need to mm-hmm. get information and to put ourselves out there.
That's right.
You know, you don't want to miss out on opportunities that present themselves.
That's
so,
right.
mm-hmm. You know, we've heard these great success stories of people who, you know, they were presented business ideas and, you know, they weren't sure, but you know, they didn't want to miss out on an opportunity that could present. And so they bought in or they participated in, and then it turns into Amazon or it turns into something Google or something
or
huge.
Right.
And, you know, that concern or, I mean, we'll call it a fear, right. though I don't know that it's that kind of case is really a fear, but it's that stress about missing out on an opportunity that presents itself is real. And if we attend to that, if we pay attention to it from the idea of opportunities and creating, mm-hmm. you know, things in our life that progress and move us forward in positive directions to eventually become the people that we want to be,
right.
then FOMO actually is a really positive aspect that we should embrace.
That's right. And if you're... You know, there's a simple, sort of a simple rule of thumb to follow. If somebody presents you with an opportunity, and, you know, I think of that wonderful line from Forrest Gump where he bought some stock in
right.
a fruit company.
Right.
You know, they sell
right.
apples or something.
Mm-hmm.
And those opportunities do occasionally come along.
Right.
But be very careful
right.
if you've never heard of it, if you don't know anything about it, if it's not part of your normal routine,
mm-hmm.
be careful. However, when opportunities come up that do sound familiar, that it is something you know about, then you have to jump at the opportunity.
Right.
Okay. Because my parents were given that advice years ago. You know, do what you know. Do what you know.
Right.
So my father was a carpenter, and he started his own construction company. He didn't
mm-hmm.
go off and become a hotel manager or
mm-hmm.
or a delicatessen owner. What he knew was carpentry. And when he started a construction company, he was very successful because he knew that business.
Right.
Okay. So when you get those opportunities in your field, do take advantage of them.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And if you're not sure, but it sounds intriguing, it sounds
mm-hmm.
Interesting, research it, you know,
right.
see what you can find out. Because again,
mm-hmm.
that if we're going to refer to it as a fear of missing out, you certainly want to make sure that you make educated decisions.
That's right.
That you make informed choices so that you are making the best possible
right.
opportunity for yourself.
And that you can tolerate disappointment.
Right.
Okay, if it doesn't work out, this is a new venture and you're going to invest $10,000 in it. Perfectly okay. But it might not work.
Right.
So you have to be willing to absorb the loss.
Right.
Okay? And if you're willing to absorb the loss, then I think it's a safe
right.
venture for you to get into, because it might not work out. But as long as you know that and you can accept that, there's probably no harm in trying.
Right. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. We will be back tomorrow with another acronym that we'll be tackling.
What is tomorrow's acronym?
What is tomorrow's acronym?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's acronym is NSFW.
Well, don't reveal what it is. We'll be surprised tomorrow.
I think that everybody...
No. I don't know what it is. Okay.
All right.
Tomorrow.
So we will see you first thing tomorrow morning for another wonderful day. Bye-bye.